Hello, Maui. This is the Alive and Well Natural Therapies Hour with your host, Mona Jones.
And Dennis Jones. Aloha. Thank you for joining us again today, because you know what comes next. We've got an exciting show for you. New information, old information, revitalized information, new health for you. Brought to you by Alive and Well.
And we're nutrition specialists with over 40 years experience in the field of alternative health therapies, and the proud and happy and such grateful owners, along with our wonderful son, Darren, of Alive and Well at 340 Hana Highway, Kahului, which really says it. We are the fanatic organics of Alive and Well, committed to you, committing to your care, bringing in all the different wonderful organic combinations, the nutrients, the supplements, the proteins, you name it. It's all there, the greatest prices you'll ever experience, and the best advice you can ever have. We are there for you. We care about you. We are there for you. That's the commitment of our lives. And right over, hand in hand, the Broth Cafe. Remember, I know you've heard it. Say it again. Broad Spectrum Broth. It's all kinds of wonderful organic dishes, okay? No pesticides, no chemicals, no poisons. Delicious, crammed full of gorgeous. Whether you're vegan, vegetarian, or you love wild fish, or you love organic meats, and all of those options are there for you, put together in magnificent ways. And every single day, we get the magnificent organic vegetables, local organic farmers, beautiful vegetables also brought in, not only for the presentation in the many dishes, but high intensity juices that are there, all magnificent vegetable juices, etc., are there in glass only, never in plastic.
There you go.
All of the goodies there for you. You won't even believe it. It's so good and comfortable. And the granite table and the good chairs and the lovely air conditioning and the beautiful setting. It's really wonderful. You can't beat it.
And if you've got an empty glass bottle, maybe a half gallon or a gallon or a 5 gallon or a 10 gallon, whatever it might be, bring it into the Alive and Well and fill it up with what? The Vortex water. Why Vortex water? Because Vortex water is spun and respun and spun again, because the respinning, the revitalization of the hydrogen and oxygen gives you wet water. Not just wet water, but vitally absorbed, utilizable hydrogen and oxygen you extract from the water.
That's right.
Water isn't just something that's wet.
No.
Water is hydrogen and oxygen. And when you drink high volatile hydrogen and oxygen water, the absorption of the nutrients is manifested many times over.
And they have actually established, and they say, the different worlds of water increases the number of free hydrogen bonds and the free electrons in the water. Vortex water supports your body in the neutralization of free radicals and helps it to regenerate faster. And remember, too, can never forget the gratitude for 1938, this doctor, Dr. Otto Warburg, got the Nobel Prize in Medicine, highest award there is, for the realization that in a basic and oxygen rich milieu, hardly a disease, not even cancer, can arise. And these parameters are positively supported in Vortex water. You got it, man. All the detoxification, cell availability, amazing. Okay.
Amazing. And if you don't have a container, a glass container, come into Alive and Well. We have them for sale. And each time you buy, or whenever you buy, a water container, a jar, a jug, whatever you want to call it, you get a free fill of the Vortex water right along with it.
It's absolutely wonderful. It changes your life. Everybody shares that information, too. And it tastes a lot better, too. Okay? Free of the poisons. And, you know, speaking of, you know, let us say, too, Dennis and I are not doctors. We don't pretend to be doctors. We don't put people on medications or take them off medications. Doctors, area. But we share information freely, lovingly with you. You can sit down in a consultation, and there's never a charge, never has been, never will. Beautiful, comfortable area. You can always make an appointment at the 877-4950. But we share this information. And this is the information that doctors have learned about nutrients in clinical trials, but also you need to know about what medications can be really harming you. And this was quite an event, because just in sharing and talking, a wonderful woman and her friend, but her wonderful woman came in to share that she wanted to know what natural and helpful things that she could do, because she was diagnosed with fatty liver disease, and they said it was very dangerous and can progress to all kinds of terrible things. And as we were sitting and talking, I asked her, I said, have you been on Tylenol for any reason? She says, of course, I take plenty of Tylenol every single day. I said, did your doctor share with you that Tylenol is the leading cause of liver toxicity and fatty liver disease? She said, my God, no. Okay, and just to back up what I say, right now, I'm going to point out that this is a top medical doctor, Dr. Russell Blaylock, who wrote the book, The Liver Cure, okay? And right at the top of the list was fatty liver. Okay? And he says, these are the things that he has shared and others have shared too, okay? But this is what he says in his book, Medical Doctor, and he's very famous, okay? Dr. Blaylock talks about the natural remedy. And he says that the liver is one of the most misunderstood and ignored organs in the human body. And I know that for many years there was a little saying, Den, that we kind of said, deliver the liver. Deliver the liver.
With nutrients.
With nutrients. And, you know, here he there's just a whole book, but let's hit what he says here. Drugs that cause liver toxicity and fatty liver disease. He has this at the top of the list. Tylenol, otherwise known as acetaminophen. Tylenol, okay? And acetaminophen, and in parentheses, Tylenol, is one of the most common causes of acute, that's serious, liver failure in the United States and United Kingdom. Of the acute liver failure cases attributed to medications, an estimated one-half, that's 50%, are due to acetaminophen, Tylenol. Tylenol overdoses account for 20% of liver transplants and result in 450 deaths annually, that's each year. In the U.S., acetaminophen, Tylenol, accounts for 26,000 hospital admissions each year. Unbelievable.
26,000.
And he says many cases of acetamin-related acute liver failure are linked to suicide, yet in 79% of cases, the poisoning was unintentional, just like this lady had no idea.
That's right.
She was doing it for, you know, arthritis pain.
How would you know your doctor? We have to trust our doctors.
That's right.
We told that from the first breath.
That's
trust
right.
Trust the doctor.
That's
the doctor
right.
Knows best. Well, the doctor knows what he's instructed to know. When he goes to medical school, holistic physicians tell us this all the time. Went to medical school as any wannabe doctor would, and going through however many years of formal medical training, and then going into their specialty, whatever that specialty might be, another 3 or 4 years. Not one word is mentioned, the doctors tell me, about nutrition. It's always another drug.
That's right.
What drugs will address this situation. Drugs on top of drugs on top of drugs.
Right, right.
Here's something to consider. Drugs can relieve symptoms, thank goodness, okay? But drugs do not solve the problem.
And they cause other disastrous problems, just like this.
They cause terrible side effects.
Just like this.
You know, if I can take for just a second here. I was doing some research the other day, as I do every day, and I came upon an old magazine from 25 or 30 years ago. And an ad in the magazine, the back cover of the magazine says, more doctors smoke Camels than any other cigarette.
Oh gosh, I remember
giving
that when I was young.
Giving the approval of Camels to smoke by the medical profession.
Yeah.
Okay, do you know of any doctor this day and age with all the revelations about what smoke does to you, whether it's marijuana or Camel cigarettes, smoke is not good for the lungs.
Absolutely not.
Okay? Smoke causes cancer.
Right.
As do so many drugs cause cancer and heart disease and liver failure and all kinds of other immune dysfunctions because they only address a symptom. They don't address the creation of new health.
Yes, and but they give the terrible diseases, just like here it says here, 80% of the cases that of a Tylenol, acetaminophen, acute liver failure, are occur in women. Mortality, that's death and morbidity, severe illness, are more common with unintentional poisoning than intentional incidents. Most unintentional cases are caused by errors in judgment or taking these medications with acetaminophen as an agreement, as an ingredient. Symptoms of this Tylenol acetaminophen poisoning usually begin within 24 hours and go through four phases, ending in acute liver failure. If not treated, this form of acetaminophen poisoning can lead to rapid death or the need for a liver transplant. We're talking Tylenol. More than 600 products, says the doctor, contain this acetaminophen, and most cases of liver damage occur from accidentally combining them because many drugs use acetaminophen as an ingredient. Of course, that's over the counter in the drugstores. This practice is also common with prescription drugs. Treatment of liver damage by acetaminophen is usually dependent on taking N-acetylcysteine, says the doctor, which rapidly raises the body's health precursor, glutathione levels. Okay? So he's talking about the N-acetyl, that's what's used in the top hospitals to save people's lives, okay?
And
it's N-acetylcysteine.
The N-acetylcysteine creates the glutathione in the liver.
That's right.
And the glutathione rebuilds, it's a nutrient, folks.
That's right.
Let's make this distinction very clear and very precise. Nutrients create new cellular life.
That's right.
Drugs do not create new cellular life.
That's right.
They reduce undesirable symptoms, but they cause undesirable side effects.
And that's what they say here.
Destroys the cellular life.
And the doctor says acetaminophen, also known as Tylenol, also damages the kidneys. The studies found that curcumin, which is one of the main ingredients in Pain Power, reverses the damage to the kidneys as well as the liver. That's the high bioavailability curcumin.
And the destruction effect of any drug, all drugs and undesirable side effects create inflammation.
That's right. And he also says here.
And inflammation is fire.
And the NAC was completely successful in the medical studies in reversing liver and kidney damage. And then the doctor says, because of the damage caused by even so-called accepted doses of acetaminophen, Tylenol, and other over-the-counter drugs, I would never promote its use under any condition, says the doctor. Studies have shown, this he wrote before all the latest news came out, studies have shown that lowering fever in children with viral illnesses dramatically raises the death mortality of the infection in those children. Besides that, we see all the news that's been coming on about causing autism in children.
By drugs.
By that, that's okay. Right. Yeah, that's right.
Again, going back to the inflammation. Inflammation is fire. Cellular fire, microscopic fire, which just burns up the cell. To test this, light a match and hold your other hand over the match. How long can you hold your hand there over the fire before you pull it away? You pull it away because of the pain. You pull it away because of the creating the excess heat and inflammation, which causes pain. Well, Pain Power puts out the match.
That's right. Without taking the terrible Tylenol, you take Pain Power.
Pain Power puts out the fire. Pain Power put, and the fire which is causing the destruction of wherever the cell is in your body, your eyes, your brains, your heart, your liver, your kidneys, your little toe, your knee, that's inflammation. Pain Power is the fire department. Pain Power is the emergency crew which reduces the inflammation, puts out the fire, reduces the pain, reduces the destruction of the cells which is causing the pain.
That's
pain
right.
Pain Power. The
That's
most
right.
Effective,
instead the of
safest,
the terrible.
The safest way of addressing pain is with Pain Power.
Absolutely. With zero side effects and zero allergens. Now, he goes on to say that these NSAIDs, that's across the counter painkiller that you get in the drugstores, etc. NSAIDs are the second are the most common
non-steroidal
cause,
anti-inflammatory
right.
drugs.
He says are the second most common cause of drug-induced liver injury. Fatty liver disease, metabolic syndrome, that's that fat around the middle, weaken the liver, making NSAIDs even more toxic. So and other doctors say the same thing. He gets into, and this is Russell Blaylock, recognized award-winning medical doctor, all kinds of things that he's won. And he talks here about the N-acetylcysteine being the top player. We've just discussed that. Vitamin D3 is an immune modulator, and he says it reduces inflammation, boosts resistance to infection, and has many other protective functions. And then he goes on to say that, he says take at least 5,000 units a day. That's what we've talked about also. And, he also talks about the benefits of taurine, which is a lifesaver. It's a natural amino acid essential for liver detoxification. Taurine is a nerve modulator and nerve transmitter for the brain and for the preventing irregular heart rhythm, just like he said. Studies have shown it corrects types of arrhythmias and improves heart function. Another interesting one, Dan.
And it's a nutrient.
It's a nutrient.
It isn't a drug. Drugs do not solve the problems. Drugs reduce the symptoms, the discomfort, the irregularity, but they create other toxic side effects, which lead to other organ failures, other ill health scenarios, heart attacks, strokes, dementia, all kinds of undesirable side effects are created by chronic use of drugs. They reduce the symptoms, and thereby people think, and the medical profession, the pharmaceutical industry thinks the problem is solved. But take the instance of cholesterol. Cholesterol and heart disease, okay? Cholesterol is the killer of they're always warning you about. Gotta lower your cholesterol level. Gotta bring down the cholesterol because cholesterol is the heart killer. Well, folks, eggs have cholesterol, but the cholesterol in eggs does not cause rising in cholesterol.
No, and it's necessary for all of your hormone functions, etc.
And you need cholesterol.
Yes, in order to live.
For a healthy liver.
That's right.
You need cholesterol for a vibrant brain. You need cholesterol for healthy arteries and heart. But when the drugs, the anti-cholesterol drugs, lower your cholesterol, the ramifications of that are manifold because the liver doesn't function as well, the brain doesn't function as well. You develop a situation called rhabdomyolysis, which is the destruction of muscle.
That's right.
Throughout your body.
That's right.
Your arms, your legs, but perhaps the most acknowledged muscle in your whole anatomy?
Heart.
Your heart muscle.
Yes, and the statins prevent the body from producing adenosine triphosphate, ATP, which is necessary for the action, for the production of muscles and for the production and the beating of the heart.
But what holistic physicians say is when you've got a weak heart, all kinds of other manifestations, negative health and developments occur because the heart is to pump blood and oxygen and all the contents in the blood, all the nutrients in your blood to every cell in your body, including your brain, including your eyes, including your little toe. Those cells need the nutrients and the blood pump, the heart, is weakened, it doesn't get the nutrients and the blood and the oxygen to the cells that need it. So the whole idea is nutrients build new, strong muscles.
And the doctor is saying right over here what is essential for fatty liver and all kinds of problems with the liver is the berberine. We've talked about that. It's a natural plant extract that has shown a great number of beneficial effects, including being an anti-inflammatory and antioxidant and reducing fat accumulation in the liver, fatty liver. Studies show that this non-alcoholic fatty liver disease the people who were in it had a significant effect of berberine in removing fat from the liver and preventing progression to worse liver diseases. And part of the reason that berberine does that is because it stabilizes blood sugar. It helps to stabilize blood sugar. And when the sugars rise up, you get that accumulation of fat in the liver.
And if you have diabetes, you're taking insulin, taking all the drugs for diabetes, what works as well or better with no side effects? Berberine. Berberine, a natural substance, and no side effects. It helps your body metabolize sugars and old carbohydrates more efficiently, effectively, preventing the liver damage, preventing the inflammation in the eyes, which, consider this, more diabetics go blind. Why? Because they have the highest incidence of sugar.
That's right.
Sugar is an inflammatory. It burns up the nerves in the eyes. And if it burns up the nerves in the eyes, you can't see too well. Continuing the diet, it creates the blindness.
You get insulin resistance, and the insulin builds up like that, unusable. You get that fat accumulation. It's called metabolic syndrome, and berberine has been very significant in that.
You can add, and you can also add a product that we have at Alive and Well.
That's worked wonderfully.
It's called Blood Sugar Harmony.
Blood Sugar Harmony, a combination of all the nutrients organically raised that helps. So we get testimonials of that all the time. I'm very happy, and people have even found that it helped them lose weight and lose the fat accumulation.
And it reduces excess blood sugar.
That's right.
That's the whole point. You don't say holistic physicians. You don't need the drugs, which have undesirable side effects, as we've mentioned ad nauseum. But by taking Blood Sugar Harmony and berberine, the combination establishes a normal blood sugar level.
That's right.
It also helps if you stop eating all the crap.
That was the other thing. The woman keeps eating, and she, no doctor told her about all the sugar she was eating and all the negative food she was eating and not taking the good things. And Dr. David Brownstein, MD, has been in the medical headlines. This has just come out, that silymarin, that's the active ingredient, organic ingredient in milk thistle. Active ingredient heals fatty liver disease. Mm-hmm. And he has a whole article here, and it came out recently in the Annals of Hepatology, medical researchers, and the medical 26 randomized controlled studies involving thousands of subjects and using the silymarin, that it has to be the Haya extract, okay? In every way, it reduced fatty liver disease. And then the doctor says, let me tell you, if there was a big pharma medication that accomplished all the things noted to the silymarin from milk thistle, it would be a blockbuster drug prescribed for Americans. But silymarin from milk thistle is just a natural compound that can't be patented. So people don't hear of it, and they're not told of that.
Can't be patented.
No, that's
can't
right.
Can't be patented.
And that's patented. Right. And
the
that's what he talks about.
The reason the pharmaceutical industry is the most profitable industry in the world is because they get a patent on every drug that they produce. And then they tell the doctors, the trainees in medical school and in the establishment that are already in practice in all the hospitals, this drug is what you want to use. Got to use the drugs. More drugs, more drugs, and more drugs. But do 800,000 people a year who die of heart disease, are they on drugs? Are they on every drug in the world to reduce incidence of heart disease? Yes, they are. But still, 800,000 of them die every year. Nutrients feed the heart.
That's right.
Feed the muscle.
Feed the liver, feed the whole body, and prevent a whole lot of these terrible side effects. And even Dr. Schallenberger has been coming out that the super antioxidant for your liver, what's interesting, because he says the master detoxifier and the master one is, again, N-acetylcysteine, and it's the most powerful antioxidant on earth. It's also your master detoxifier, and your liver needs it to detox, he says. Without it, your liver can't function. By taking NAC, you increase your glutathione and helps your liver get rid of heavy metals and every other harmful toxin. But the doctor says the benefits of NAC don't stop there. It is also a vasodilator of the liver. I didn't even know that. It boosts blood flow to your liver, delivering vital nutrients to your liver. That's another reason why NAC is critical for healthy liver. And, you know, one of the ones that you absolutely love, Dan, and I agree with you so much, is that a super antioxidant for the liver is quercetin. The bioflavonoid called quercetin, he says, protects your liver from free radical attacks and DNA damage. Even more amazing, it can delay aging right. and help prolong life. In laboratory tests, scientists found it extended lifespan of cells by 60%.
Get that?
And also helps to guard the liver against inflammatory damage, helps to prevent fat accumulation in the liver, and even helps to keep you trim around the waistline, and he cites the clinical trials. So can you talk a little bit about extending the lifespan of the cells? Quercetin, the natural bioflavonoid from the plant,
is a nutrient. It is not a drug. It is a nutrient. There's no patent on quercetin. I've told this story several times, but I'm going to repeat it one more time. So maybe you can memorize it if you've heard it before, or maybe you can say it right along with me as I give you this information. During the depths of the whole COVID fiasco, 5 years ago, COVID is coming, we're going to die. We're all going to die. We can't have any defense. There's no defense against it. Thousands of people in the Orient have died already, and it's coming to America. And my God, what are we going to do? This was the attitude and the demeanor of the television announcer and the evening news. And he says, but Dr. Siegel will be here after the commercial break. So don't leave. So Dr. Siegel appears, comes on after the break. And the guy goes, the announcer goes into the same panic mode that he had been before. And in the middle of this panic, Dr. Siegel interrupted him quite rudely and says, listen. Well, I listened because the doctor said, listen. And it was in a big dramatic break in the newscast. And Dr. Siegel went on, and I'd seen Dr. Siegel on television many, many times. He's always a drug head. Drugs, always, whatever the health challenge is, it's a new drug, it's another drug, it's a wonder drug. This time he said, listen. He says, we are created with an innate immune function. We're given that at birth. Yeah, says the announcer. Yes, so. And again, Dr. Siegel said, listen. We are born with this innate immune function. Fortify what you have. How would I do that, says the announcer. You take quercetin. What's quercetin? It's a natural anti-inflammatory.
A natural bioflavonoid in the coloring matter of the pulp of plants.
Right. And it's a natural lung decongestant.
Absolutely.
And it's a natural viral killer, virus killer. And he says you combine the quercetin with vitamin C, which is also an antiviral, an immune booster. You combine it with D3 and zinc, and your body...
NAC, because it prevents the death of the alveoli in the lungs and eliminates the congestion in the lungs.
The doctor went on to say, your body creates killer cells, and those killer cells kill all viruses and yeast and fungus and mold and all the pathogens that are trying to kill you. Your innate immune function kills them first. It's just that incredibly simple,
right,
said the doctor.
And right now, the top news has been coming out on every day now, right now, is the Texas, the Attorney General, they put on a lawsuit against Tylenol, okay, against Tylenol, for causing autism, and a rampant cause of autism, and now even another doctor came out, Dr. Mercola, M.D., who calls himself also a Midwestern doctor. Why does Tylenol cause chronic illnesses like autism? And he says here, this just came out. Over-the-counter pain and fever medications are widely used despite having no efficacy and significant side effects that hospitalize hundreds of thousands of Americans each year.
No efficacy.
No, that's no improvement, no goodness, no good things. While a widespread practice using these medications to reduce fevers has long been controversial, due both to their toxicity and the false notion that fevers are essential for health. While considered the so-called safest option, Tylenol has a wide range of issues, including the leading cause of liver damage, gastrointestinal issues, blood cancers, and kidney injuries. An extensive body of medical data connects using Tylenol during pregnancy or in infancy to the development of neurological injuries, that is autism, he says. And then just now came out, the president held a press conference about the causes of autism and the link between Tylenol, et cetera. It's just so terrible. It's also the Tylenol increases the risk of autism. It should be avoided during pregnancy, and you should never give it to infants. Secretary Kennedy noted that 40 to 70% of mothers who have children with autism believe a vaccine injured their child, and that President Trump believes we should be listening to these mothers instead of gaslighting them. And many consider...
Yeah, I'm missing what you're saying. What is that?
Okay, you know, instead of being angry against these mothers because they refuse to give their, to take anything that could hurt their children, we should listen to and understand that Tylenol is very toxic.
Yes.
And then they go on to say, many consider NSAIDs, ibuprofen, naproxen, the most hazardous drugs in the U.S., the leading cause of drug-related hospital admissions.
As non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs,
and they
which
put
have the blessing of every
naproxen and all that, yes,
which have the blessing of every doctor
That's
in the
right.
world, and the patented drugs which reduce symptoms but do not solve the problem.
They are just as the McCullough and all that says. See, they are the leading cause of drug-related hospital admissions. Due to heart attacks, strokes, bleeding, and kidney failure, at least 107,000 Americans admitted to hospital each year for these NSAID bleeds, etc.
Non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs cause how many thousands of people hospitalizations every year?
That's right, 107,000.
107,000.
Okay, can you
just
read...
Just from taking a miracle drug.
Right, can you read this about, from here, increased risk of kidney disease? Yes, go right ahead.
Okay. Kidney damage is a significant risk. Increased risk of kidney disease from non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs up to 212% amongst kidney failure patients, 65.7% were found to be chronic non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drug users because they've been given a prescription.
That's right. Go ahead.
Okay. The non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs also increase the risk of heart attacks. Did your doctor ever tell you that? And death. Did your doctor ever tell you that? Extensive studies have found between 24% to 326% increase in those conditions. Two of the worst ones, Vioxx, which is made by Merck Pharmaceuticals, and Celebrex, which is made by Pfizer Drug Company, were designed to reduce stomach bleeding, but instead caused heart attacks and strokes and subsequent death. Merck hid data on Vioxx's risks. Eventually, it was withdrawn after an estimated 120,000 deaths.
Gosh.
Celebrex, still on the market, has been linked to 75,000 deaths.
Unbelievable.
Merck's handling of Vioxx later informed how pharma pushed the HPV vaccine and the mRNA vaccines. Gastrointestinal bleeding is common and often fatal. In 1999, over 16,000 Americans died from gastrointestinal bleeding. Non-steroidal drugs also cause small bowel damage in over 50% of the users, often undetected, leading to small bowel enteropathy and chronic illness throughout gut permeability. Again, the side effects of the drugs.
That's right.
But why we beat this drum so continually is because we've been health nuts and in the health business for 60 years. And during that 60 years, we've read so many different books and papers and reports by physicians and by drug companies and
right.
by every other influence that might affect our personal health. And in so doing, we have this information and share it with everybody who asks.
You know, and yes, that's right.
The idea is, let me repeat it for the 10 millionth time, nutrients build new cells.
That's exactly right. And then,
do not build new cells.
No.
They reduce chronic symptoms, but they do not have new life
and they have terrible side effects. And they showed also that, you know, that this systematic medical review showed that the chronic use of Tylenol increased blood pressure, asthma, and guessed all of the different things. Okay, so here, and then they talked about the hyperkinetic disorder in children increased it by 37%, ADHD, etc. So here, that one of the main things about pain power, because we get constant reports, is that active ingredient in the curcumin. Okay, it's the one with the bioperine, the black pepper extract, that increases absorption by 1 to 2,000%. It also has that amazing. And
well,
the piperine,
the black pepper
yes,
extract,
that's right.
aids in the absorption
right.
and utilization of the curcumin.
That's exactly
curcumin,
right.
Curcumin, by and of itself, is difficult to absorb, difficult to put into metabolic function.
Okay.
The piperine aids dramatically along with the serratiopeptidase peptidase, the amla, and other enzymes in the pain power formula, which aid dramatically in digestion and absorption of the curcumin.
And here's the other thing that the doctors are bringing out, okay, that Dr. David Brownstein was bringing out, that it's so important. The 2,000-year-old secret, he says, that supports joint comfort. And this is him saying this. Remember how the three wise men brought gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh to the baby Jesus? Well, in addition to use as a sacred offering, frankincense, or boswellia, as it's known, has been used for thousands of years to soothe aching, stiff joints, and pain of any type. We'll never know how much the Magi understood about boswellia's special health properties, but boswellia is wonderfully used to promote healthy joints. And the boswellia, now, you know, helps to promote, as he says, normal inflammatory response while helping to alleviate aches and pains related to aging joints. And that's the second most powerful ingredient in pain power.
Right.
The boswellia. But also, Dan, could you please read, this is, can you see that okay?
No.
This type of enzyme that's in pain power.
Ah.
Please go ahead and read that.
Enzymes. Love those enzymes. Unlike digestive enzymes, proteolytic enzymes like natokinase, which is in pain power.
That's right.
Quickly enter your bloodstream and help clean up your blood. In your tissues and organs, they go to work in a seek and destroy type mission to help break down and clear out the different negative proteins, such as fibrin, that don't belong there. With a long history of use in Eastern cultures as part of natto, a traditional food in Japan, natokinase supports optimal health, heart health, and healthy blood flow throughout your entire body. And that's pain power. Natokinase is produced by Bacillus subtilis, natto, and assists your body in breaking down unwanted proteins, to support your cardiovascular system. And this unique proteolytic enzyme supports a healthy inflammatory response, healthy circulation, and balanced energy levels.
Isn't that wonderful?
Isn't that amazing?
And all the great benefits that you get, and all the joyful people, rather than taking these horrific drugs that do all of this
and
disaster.
And that's all in pain power.
All in pain power. And free of any allergen, free of any animal.
It is the knockout punch for pain.
It is, totally, okay? And, you know, we were talking about how people can get that elevation in sugar, particularly when they're taking statin drugs and all. One of the black box warning right on it is that the statin drugs, not only do they destroy ATP, that the heart needs for its energy and all the muscles. But what's a black box warning is that they shoot up the blood sugar. And diabetics are often put on that.
Mm-hmm.
They shoot up the blood sugar and they cause cognitive decline and memory problems.
Why? Because of the subsequent resulting inflammation that sugar creates.
Okay, and then here's the Mercola reporting, just came out. Studies, medical studies, link common diabetes medications to more heart problems. Before I read that, I want to say that just like we saw with the berberine and the others, these are natural nutrients that stabilize blood sugar, mm-hmm. right, and prevent
right.
it. But he says here, and he has what he called an analysis, okay? That means medical studies. Diabetes drugs like glipizide are linked to higher rates of heart attack, stroke, and death. Unbelievable.
Who would imagine?
People with type 2 diabetes already face double the risk of heart problems, making it especially important to avoid medications that add to that danger. And don't forget the statin drugs that shoot up the sugar, okay? Lifestyle changes such as cutting out the toxic vegetable oils. Dennis and I have said that.
Okay, what are the toxic? Let's just name a few.
Corn, canola, peanut. Oh, go ahead. You can.
Safflower, soy, corn, canola, sesame. Those are perhaps the most flagrant abusers of and creators of the seed oils that create inflammation. We've been told for years and years and years, don't use butter. Butter's going to kill you. Don't eat eggs. The cholesterol's going to kill you. Don't take nutrients. Take the drugs. That's what you need. You need the drugs. So take the safflower, the soy, because olive oil
Of course, you're being sarcastic right now.
Of course,
I don't want
I'm
they
being
take
sarcastic
it literally.
Because it's so
saying.
Outrageous.
It's outrageous.
But the idea is that there are healthy fats and which create omega-3 and anti-inflammatory activity, and the seed oils from safflower, soy, corn, canola, all those pure vegetable golden oils we've been told are so far superior to anything else. All those pure vegetable oils create inflammation with omega-6. Omega-6 is inflammatory, like sugar is inflammatory. Omega-3 from super pure omega-3 fish oils, the DHA and EPA, are anti-inflammatory. They reduce inflammation. They reduce the fire. And that's what's important. Put out the fire.
That's right. And not the fire of my love for you, but otherwise putting out the fire. Okay?
Don't get mushy. Don't get all mushy.
I like to get mushy. I'm a little mushy here and there, okay? And I'm from Brooklyn, so I talk like that, okay? Okay, anyway.
I don't know if it's okay, but you're from Brooklyn, okay?
Yeah, so here's blowing another lie right to the winds, okay? And this, again, the doctor, this came out a few days ago. This is just unbelievable. And, you know, organic egg yolks, because we use that, you know, the eggs, the organic
Absolutely.
Eggs. They use only the organic eggs in wonderful dishes that are made at the Broth Cafe. Fabulous arrangement of organic eggs.
From free-range chickens.
That's right.
Not
organically
chickens that
raised.
That are kept in a barnyard, coop in a barnyard.
No.
Because those are fed what? The grains,
that's
which
right.
contain what? The omega-6 inflammatory oils.
That's right.
What? They're feeding the chickens the inflammation? Yep.
Now, here's the very thing that he brings out here that will really be a surprise to you, okay? And here is the egg yolk compound shows great promise in osteoporosis management. This gets so important when you get older, okay? And I'm thrilled about this because it's one of my big choices. Organic egg yolk proteins, he's saying, influence bone health by reducing bone breakdown and encouraging new bone growth, offering natural support against osteoporosis. Medical research shows that certain egg yolk compounds shut down harmful switches in bone-destroying cells, helping prevent fractures and bone fragility. The smallest protein fragments in eggs were found to be the most powerful, easily entering cells to trigger bone-building activity. One egg yolk compound not only protected bones, but also repaired fractures and improved strength in models of age-related bone loss and brittle bone disease. choosing pasture-raised, organically raised, low linoleic eggs, and combining them with collagen-rich foods and key nutrients like vitamin D3, magnesium, and vitamin K2. Build stronger bones and maintain independence as you age.
Would you go through that list again?
Okay. Choosing the pasture-raised, chemical-free, low linoleic acid eggs.
Linoleic. Why would chickens have linoleic acid levels that are dangerous? Because they're fed grains.
That's right. And all the toxins.
Chickens are free range.
That's right.
That means they're not cooped up in a building someplace.
No, and they're not getting that.
And they have free range of a pasture, of a field.
That's right.
Where they scratch and dig and peck and eat bugs and insects and all and other nutrients found in the soil. And those are healthy eggs.
That's right.
When the chickens are fed, when any mammal, whatever, is fed corn and grains and corn and grains and grains and corn and safflower and soy and all the different inflammatory omega-6 fats, oils. There's oil in seeds.
That's right.
And that oil is inflammatory.
So here they're telling you,
the idea is to stay away from that.
Do the organic. And collagen-rich foods and key nutrients, combine them, like vitamin D3, magnesium, and vitamin K2, build stronger bones and maintain independence. We've told you that. That's exactly what we think. And then, And he says here that the standard care drugs that supposedly slow breakdown of bones, leave you stuck between trade-offs and terrible side effects you didn't sign, just like the doctor sends. Your bones are living tissue that respond to the signals you send through the right diet, etc. And he says here, your job is straightforward. Support your body's natural repair systems and remove roadblocks that keep your bones fragile. Eggs, long regarded as a dietary staple, are emerging as an unexpected ally in this fight. Okay? And he goes on.
Free range.
That's right.
Grass-fed, pastured eggs, not...
Yeah, could you read the summary here? Could you read the summary right here? Okay. Egg yolk proteins, okay? Could we read the summary?
Egg yolk proteins help guard your bones from breaking down. Who would have guessed, right? In a new medical study published in Food Science of Animal Products, researchers tested whether proteins from egg yolks, broken down into smaller pieces called peptides, could affect osteoclasts, which are the cells that wear away the bone. The big question was whether these natural compounds could slow down or stop the bone loss that leads to osteoporosis. Well, guess what, folks? Egg compound leads to less bone breakdown. The researchers discovered, after all these tests, that the certain water-soluble peptides in egg yolk cut down the number of bone-destroying cells. When they looked at the smallest peptides, the effect was even stronger. These tiny protein fragments not only reduced the number of cells that erode bone, but also cause older ones to die off. In plain terms, that means less bone being eaten away and better chance of keeping your skeleton strong.
Right. And remember, even as Dr. Brownstein says, that vitamin K2 protects longevity. It's beneficial for treating heart failure, heart disease, by preventing hardening of the arteries. That vitamin K2 eliminates calcium deposits along with vitamin D3 from the arterial lining and tissue. Healthy bones it produces, reduces loss of calcium from bone. So these are wonderful things. He goes on and on about the different reports. And older adults with low vitamin K2 levels had a 90% higher risk of all-cause death compared with those who had adequate bone levels.
It's phenomenal.
So it's really phenomenal, all the great things that you can do and with wonderful nutrients. And when you want to know about all the great things you can do, come to Alive and Well. Alive and Well is there for you 1,000%, all right? We are there for you 1,000%. Eat the kind of food that we're talking about, the wonderful choices that you can make. Get the great advice. Call that 877 4950 for any of our wonderful services. Have all your food ready if you like, everything that you want, the magnificent smoothies, all organic, that we have in addition to everything else. And make an appointment with Dennis or with me. No charge. Never has been. Never will be.
Comfortable. We give you the one-on-one service.
That's right. One-on-one. But make an appointment so we're not with somebody else.
It's 877-4950.
You'll be comfortable. You'll be happy. And you're not going to be charged anything, okay? We want to help you. That's what we're there for. For any of our services, the 877-4950. Anything. We are there 1,000% for you. We love you. And we are, okay, maybe we're guilty. We're guilty of being fanatic organics. We have since the very beginning. And all the miracles we see all the time just send us up to right into the skies, just like the bursts of stars and everything else like that. And the joy in the heart that it causes, and the joy in your body, and the joy in your life, okay? Take back your health
if you want,
Alive and Well.
If you want personal service, come to Alive and Well.
That's right.
This is Dennis Jones.
And this is Mona Jones.
And let us remind you, folks, one more time.
That optimum health is alive and well. In Kahului. Aloha. Aloha.